This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has unleashed a massive rocket attack that hit critical infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions of Ukraine. Officials reported at least 6 deaths Thursday in the largest such nighttime attack in 3 weeks. President Volodymyr Zelensky described the barrage as an attempt by Moscow to intimidate Ukrainians again. The Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has lost all external power supply as a result of the missile attacks and is running on diesel generators, the UN Atomic Watchdog confirmed. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi says it's the 6th time this has happened.
We are the IAEA. We are meant to care about nuclear safety. Each time we are rolling a dice. And if we allow this to continue time after time, then one day our luck will run out.
The plant is the largest in Europe and now has to rely on 18 diesel generators that can run the station for 10 days. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin began a visit to Israel Thursday. He met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss Iran's nuclear weapons threat and other key regional issues.
We do have a lot to talk about today, and you've heard us say over and over again that we are absolutely committed to the security of Israel.
Austin's arrival came at a time when Israeli protesters were intensifying their opposition to a contentious government proposal to overhaul the judiciary. Israeli officials said that Austin's meeting had been moved to a factory near the airport due to the expected disruptions. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to the swing state of Pennsylvania on Thursday to unveil a federal budget plan laden with spending proposals and higher taxes on the wealthy. This will form a blueprint for his expected 2024 reelection bid. Mr. Biden's proposal faces stiff opposition in Congress this year after Republicans won control of the House of Representatives in November's midterm elections, and large parts of it are unlikely ever to be enacted. The leader of the U.S. Senate Republicans has been hospitalized after a fall. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A spokesman for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the 81-year-old Kentucky Republican has been hospitalized after tripping and falling at a hotel on Wednesday. Doug Andres says McConnell was attending a private dinner at a Washington hotel when he tripped. McConnell battled polio as a child and has acknowledged some difficulty in adulthood climbing stairs. In 2019, he tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky. He worked from home for several weeks after undergoing surgery to repair a fracture in his shoulder. First elected in 1984, in January, McConnell became the longest-serving leader in Senate history, breaking the previous record of 16 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees met Syria's foreign minister in Damascus Thursday to discuss relief efforts following last month's deadly earthquake. During the meeting, Filippo Grandi spoke about cooperation between the UNHCR and the Syrian government.
Schools and students are a common sight across Sudan.
He said that his organization, together with the rest of the aid community, has stepped up very quickly with the first aid relief items that people need. Sudan's state school teachers have been on strike since November over low and unpaid salaries. They accuse the military government of failing to prioritize education and are calling for restoration of the civilian government. Here's VOA's Henry Wilkins.
Schools empty of their students are a common sight across Sudan. Since November, teachers have conducted multiple strikes, protesting wages that in some cases have not been paid in months, and which many teachers say are too low. Karmis Mamor Chatmi is the principal of this school in Khartoum. He says he worries about his students' education while the strikes continue. His students are worried about their education too. Since a military government headed by Abdel Fattah al-Burhan took power by way of a coup in October 2021, pro-democracy protests have rocked Khartoum on a regular basis. Khartoum locals and even some government officials have told VOA there is a sense that the state is not functioning. The teacher strike could be just the tip of the iceberg. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.